Incantation, the role of words in spiritual transformations. Incantation weaves words into threads of power, unlocking unseen forces and binding the spiritual with the earthly. From ancient incantations whispered for protection to cleansing incantations that dispel darkness, these powerful utterances resonate with the essence of transformation. Discover the ultimate incantation, a harmony of sound and intent bridging mystical realms and human aspirations. Incantation, what does it mean? An incantation, derived from the Latin word incantare, meaning to chant or sing a spell, refers to the deliberate recitation of words believed to hold magical or supernatural power. These carefully crafted phrases often involve rhythmic, repetitive, or formulaic speech designed to invoke unseen forces or influence reality. Throughout history, incantations have played a pivotal role in spiritual and mystical practices, acting as tools to connect the physical and metaphysical realms. Their usage transcends cultures and centuries, highlighting humanity's shared desire to harness the power of language and sound to affect change. Origins of incantations. The concept of incantation traces its roots to ancient linguistic traditions where sound, speech, and ritual acted as bridges to the divine. These verbal expressions were imbued with symbolic power, believed to channel the energy of higher realms. The practice often accompanied rituals or ceremonies, amplifying their spiritual efficacy. Early records. Some of the earliest documented examples of incantations come from the Sumerians and Akkadians. These civilizations viewed incantations as essential tools for protection, healing, and transformation. Sumerian texts and Akkadian rituals showcase incantations as integral components of their cultural and spiritual life, reflecting a deep connection between spoken words and the divine forces they sought to influence. The evolution of incantation in ancient civilizations. The development and use of incantation have been deeply rooted in the spiritual practices of ancient civilizations, reflecting their diverse beliefs and interactions with unseen forces. In Mesopotamia, incantations were essential for addressing spiritual threats such as demonic possessions or illnesses. Detailed in cuneiform texts like the Akkadian Makla series, these powerful rituals often invoked deities like Enlil and Ea for purification and protection, emphasizing their role as a spiritual defense against malevolent entities. In Babylonian culture, incantations became highly ritualized, serving both religious and practical purposes. They played a key role in ceremonies for childbirth, agriculture, and purification, often involving spoken words combined with offerings to appease deities. Similarly, the Hittites emphasized the power of cleansing incantations, combining them with sacrificial acts to purify individuals and restore spiritual harmony. Egyptian traditions elevated incantations to an integral spiritual practice, particularly in guiding souls through the afterlife. Texts such as the Pyramid Texts and the Book of the Dead provided powerful incantations designed to ensure safe passage for the deceased. Egyptian medical papyri also incorporated verbal appeals to divine forces alongside practical remedies, blending mystical practices with tangible healing techniques in ways that underscored their spiritual significance. In classical Greece, incantations were influenced by Pythagorean teachings that linked sound and harmony with cosmic order, adding a philosophical dimension to their use. Hellenistic magical papyri, blending Greek, Egyptian, and Mesopotamian traditions, showcased the adaptability of these practices for personal protection, love, and prosperity. This fusion highlights the universal relevance of incantations across time and cultures. By the medieval period, incantations evolved into Christian prayers and blessings, becoming protective rituals to counter perceived evils. Islamic traditions, meanwhile, adapted Quranic verses into protective incantations, maintaining continuity with ancient customs while aligning with monotheistic beliefs. Native American traditions emphasized a strong connection to nature, invoking the spirits of animals or ancestors to preserve harmony and well-being through chants and rituals. The enduring evolution of ancient incantations demonstrates humanity's timeless quest to influence mystical forces. These spoken words have adapted across cultures and eras while preserving their essence as bridges between the material and spiritual worlds. With his extensive knowledge of the esoteric, Samuel Zohar Yanai provides expert guidance in removing spells, offering solutions to neutralize harmful energies and get rid of dark influences. His ethical approach ensures a safe and effective path to recover balance and peace. Contact him for professional support tailored to your spiritual needs. Linguistic analysis of incantations. Incantations are distinguished by their unique linguistic features, which amplify their potency and mystical significance. By blending structure, rhythm, and symbolism, these expressions transcend cultures as practical tools for invoking higher powers or altering reality. Repetition is a hallmark of powerful incantations, reinforcing their intent and impact. In ancient Mesopotamia, Sumerian spells emphasized key phrases through repetition to focus spiritual energy. Similarly, Sanskrit mantras like Om Namah Shivaya used rhythmic repetition to summon divine forces and ensure oral preservation across generations. Meter and rhyme further enhance the auditory appeal and mnemonic quality of incantations. In Greek magical texts, dactylic hexameter reflected cosmic harmony, while European folk traditions favored rhyming couplets to create balance and align words with natural rhythms. These rhythmic techniques strengthen the connection between sound and purpose. Symbolic language imbues incantations with layered meanings. Words often reference elemental forces, celestial bodies, or deities to bridge the earthly and the divine. Egyptian spells frequently invoked Ra, the sun god, as a symbol of triumph over darkness, illustrating the deep spiritual resonance of these rituals. Phonetics also plays a pivotal role in spiritual incantations. Chanting or singing alters vocal vibrations, creating a resonant effect that enhances mystical power. Sanskrit and Chinese incantations rely on tonal qualities to harmonize practitioners with universal energies, fostering alignment with the spiritual world. Through these linguistic elements, incantations serve as bridges between the material and mystical, uniting sound and meaning to influence unseen forces. The role of incantations in ritual magic. Incantations form the backbone of ritual magic, acting as bridges between practitioners and spiritual realms while amplifying the power of ceremonies. Their presence spans diverse practices, from folk magic to shamanism and esoteric traditions, showcasing their universal appeal and transformative potential. In folk magic, incantations are often simple yet effective, tailored to achieve specific goals such as protection, love, or prosperity. European traditions, for instance, paired charm prayers with the crafting of amulets or talismans to invoke protective forces. These practices reflected a communal understanding of magic, merging cultural and spiritual beliefs. In shamanic traditions, incantations are crucial for connecting with the spirit world. Indigenous Siberian shamans chant rhythmic incantations during drumming rituals to enter trance states, enabling communication with ancestral spirits or animal guides. Amazonian shamans, on the other hand, incorporate icaros, sacred songs infused with incantations, into ayahuasca ceremonies, invoking healing or spiritual insight. Esoteric systems, such as Hermeticism and the Kabbalah, employ incantations as verbal keys to align with divine forces. These practices often incorporate sacred geometry and numerology, adding layers of mystical power and symbolic depth to the spoken words. The universality of incantation in ritual magic highlights its enduring role as a tool for transformation, uniting the material with the mystical to bridge human experiences with the divine. For those impacted by dark energies or seeking protection, Samuel Zohar Yanai provides expert black magic removal services designed to neutralize harmful influences and restore spiritual balance. His methods are rooted in Kabbalistic practices, offering effective solutions to reclaim peace and well-being. Contact him today for personalized assistance. Psychological effects of reciting incantations. The recitation of incantations can induce altered states of consciousness, enhance focus, and produce a placebo effect. The rhythmic repetition of words has been shown to reduce stress and foster a meditative state, creating a psychological environment conducive to healing and transformation. Modern studies suggest that vocal vibrations also influence brainwave activity, further explaining their effectiveness. Repetition aids in calming the mind, reinforcing concentration, and regulating breathing, creating harmony between thoughts and actions. In communal settings, incantations help strengthen group cohesion, amplifying the collective psychological effect. These elements demonstrate the profound mental and emotional benefits of reciting incantations. The influence of religion on incantation practices. Organized religions have profoundly shaped the role of incantation, integrating these spoken formulas into spiritual practices while redefining their purpose. Across various traditions, incantations have adapted to align with evolving theological paradigms while maintaining their transformative essence. In Christianity, prayers and blessings were crafted as protection rituals, reflecting the structure of ancient chants. Psalms or the Lord's Prayer, recited in exorcisms or blessings, served as verbal tools to repel dark forces. However, the Church often condemned overtly magical incantations, distinguishing them from sacred speech. In Hinduism, mantras are revered as divine utterances, with each syllable carrying immense spiritual energy. The Gayatri Mantra is a powerful example, chanted to illuminate the soul and neutralize harmful influences, showcasing the blend of mystical and devotional elements. In Islam, Quranic verses function as protective incantations, such as Surah Al-Falaq and Surah An-Nas, recited to counter harm and avoid malicious forces. These practices emphasize how incantations align with monotheistic beliefs while retaining their role as tools of spiritual defense. In Judaism, particularly in Kabbalistic traditions, incantations such as the Ana Bikoch are viewed as methods to hold divine energies and dismantle spiritual barriers. The Shem HaMefarash invokes the sacred names of God to destroy negative forces and restore the balance between the physical and spiritual worlds. Through religious adaptation, incantations continue to expel harmful energies, providing a strong foundation for spiritual protection and transformation. These practices underscore the enduring power of spoken words in faith and ritual. Incantations as a form of oral tradition. Incantations are a cornerstone of oral tradition, serving as vessels for transmitting cultural knowledge and spiritual wisdom. Their memorization and recitation ensure continuity across generations, particularly in societies with limited written records. In African and Native American cultures, incantations are deeply intertwined with storytelling. They are often embedded in myths and legends, reinforcing communal values and spiritual insights. For instance, among the Zulu praise poems, Izabongo incorporate incantatory elements to honor ancestors and deities. In India, Vedic hymns were orally transmitted for centuries before being written down, showcasing the role of incantations in preserving sacred texts. Similarly, in Celtic traditions, druids relied on oral recitation of spells to maintain their spiritual practices. By preserving collective memory, incantations function as both practical tools and cultural artifacts, ensuring the survival of spiritual heritage. Comparative study of protective incantations. Protective incantations across cultures highlight shared human aspirations for safety and harmony while showcasing diverse cultural expressions. In ancient Egypt, incantations invoked deities such as Isis and Horus to repel harm. Amulets bearing these incantations were placed on the deceased to ensure safe passage in the afterlife, illustrating a strong connection between incantation and protection rituals. Chinese traditions combined incantations with Taoist talismans to counter evil spirits and restore balance by invoking the elements. This reflects a deep respect for nature's role in maintaining harmony. In Nordic cultures, runes inscribed with incantatory phrases were used to ward off dangers, protect warriors, or bless voyages, blending linguistic symbolism with physical artifacts. Similarly, West African griots or spiritual leaders performed incantations paired with song and dance to neutralize misfortune and safeguard communities. Despite their differences, these practices converge in their universal aim to expel negative influences, providing a timeless testament to the cross-cultural importance of incantations as tools of spiritual defense. For those impacted by harmful energies, Samuel Zohar Yanai provides expert witchcraft removal services rooted in ethical and Kabbalistic practices. With a focus on safely neutralizing malicious forces and restoring balance, Samuel's approach helps clients get rid of dark influences while safeguarding their spiritual well-being. Contact him today to reclaim peace and harmony. Incantation as a literary device and in popular culture. Incantations serve as a powerful literary device, enriching narratives with mystery and supernatural allure. In Shakespeare's Macbeth, the witch's chant, "Double, double, toil and trouble," creates a foreboding atmosphere, symbolizing the manipulation of fate. Similarly, modern works like Harry Potter use incantations such as "Expecto Patronum" to convey personal empowerment and transformation. These verbal spells shape the plot, connecting characters to mystical realms and universal struggles. In popular culture, films like The Craft and series such as Charmed have further cemented incantations as symbols of magic, highlighting their continued relevance in storytelling and public fascination with the supernatural. The ethical dimensions of incantation practices. The ethical dimensions of incantations revolve around intent, consent, and their impact on others. Incantations used for blessings and healing foster positivity, promoting harmony and well-being, while curses and coercive spells represent a misuse of power, raising significant moral concerns. Responsible practitioners stress the importance of consent and caution against using incantations to manipulate or harm. Ethical guidelines encourage transparency, ensuring that the practitioner respects both the recipient's autonomy and the cultural significance of the ritual. Ultimately, the power of incantations should aim to uplift and benefit others, maintaining a moral foundation that avoids unnecessary harm or exploitation. For individuals seeking assistance with harmful spiritual influences, Samuel Zohar Yanai provides expert curse removal services rooted in ethical principles. Unlike practitioners who cast spells or curses, Samuel focuses solely on dispelling negative energies and neutralizing dark forces. His approach emphasizes protection rituals, ensuring the safe and positive restoration of spiritual well-being. Trust Samuel for professional guidance in aligning with powerful cleansing and recovery practices. The decline and revival of incantation in modern practices. The decline of traditional incantations is closely linked to the rise of science, secularism, and technological advancements. As societies embraced rationalism, practices rooted in mysticism and oral tradition were often dismissed as superstition. Colonialism further contributed to the erosion of indigenous incantatory traditions, as foreign powers imposed new religious and cultural norms. However, the 20th century witnessed a revival of interest in incantations, fueled by the neo-pagan and New Age movements. These modern spiritual practices emphasize a return to nature and ancestral wisdom, integrating ancient incantations with contemporary beliefs. The resurgence of Wicca, for example, has popularized protective and healing spells, blending traditional chants with modern environmental concerns. In addition to spiritual movements, incantations have found new relevance in mindfulness and self-help practices, where affirmations and mantras are used to cultivate positive mindsets. This evolution highlights the adaptability of incantations, ensuring their relevance in a rapidly changing world. The scientific inquiry into incantations and their efficacy. Modern science investigates the psychological and physiological effects of incantations, uncovering their influence on relaxation, focus, and well-being. The rhythmic repetition of incantations, combined with sound vibrations, has been shown to alter brainwave activity, shifting the mind into states of calm or heightened concentration. Chanting practices, such as reciting Om, stimulate the vagus nerve, reducing stress and promoting emotional balance. Studies also highlight the role of belief, with placebo effects amplifying the perceived efficacy of incantations. By blending tradition with measurable outcomes, scientific inquiry reveals how incantations harness sound and intent to create tangible mental and physical benefits. Incantations and healing practices in traditional medicine. Incantations have long been integral to traditional medicine, often accompanying herbal remedies and rituals to enhance their effectiveness. In Kabbalistic healing, specific chants are believed to invoke divine energies, aligning the spiritual and physical realms to restore health. Similarly, in Ayurveda, Mantras like the Mahamrityunja mantra are recited to promote recovery and longevity. Traditional Chinese medicine incorporates incantations alongside acupuncture or herbal therapies, aiming to harmonize the body's energy flow or qi. These practices underscore the belief that spoken words hold vibrational power, amplifying the healing process by fostering a balance between mind, body, and spirit, ultimately enhancing therapeutic outcomes. Samuel Zohar Yanai provides expert services to counter and cleanse the lingering effects of spiritual disharmony, utilizing powerful Kabbalistic practices to help clients recover their well-being. His methods focus on neutralizing harmful influences and guiding individuals to restore inner balance and peace. For those impacted by spiritual challenges, Samuel's approach provides effective solutions and a safe path to healing. Contact us by email, phone, or WhatsApp to learn more.